everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On radio.
And online, every Wednesday.
The internet.
You can catch us live in the morning, and you can listen to us not live in the night.
Aw.
If you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like to talk about video games.
Absolutely.
We collect video games.
Yeah.
We like to promote good video games.
Yeah.
And warn you about the ones that we play that should not have ever been played.
I guess so.
Like, on occasion.
Sometimes. It's like, I usually stop.
Yeah, but that's usually also when we can say...
I also read reviews.
Why would you do that to yourself?
So I know what I'm getting into.
See, that's good life advice.
Yeah.
Everybody should listen to Alice.
I mean, I know. I try to do a little bit of research, you know?
That makes one of us.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so video games. I played some this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I got you to watch me play a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll jump into it. The first one I played and had to give up because it is a challenge. And Sunday's just not sometimes a day I can do challenges was Silver Grapple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your puzzle games?
I like puzzle games.
Do you like physics-based games?
No.
Okay, then this game isn't for you.
Okay.
Silver Grapple. It was released in 2017. It is on Steam, and it was by Jamie Rollo and Tom Campbell. And so far, this is their only game.
Okay.
It is a physics-based platformer puzzle game, and it is fun, but it is also a challenge and not fun for people to watch when you die over and over again. But it is rewarding when you do get through the different puzzles. I've been playing a lot of these sorts of games lately because I enjoy them up to a point.
Okay.
It is a fast-paced platformer that has you swinging through the air at the speed of sound. Run, jump, and fling your way through the ruins of an abandoned laboratory as you master the physics of the silver grappling hook.
Yeah.
So, that is exactly what it is. And the grappling hook was very tricky for me to master at first. You have to point it in the right direction and get your timing right. And when you do get up to speed, it can be a lot of fun, but it can also be an added hindrance because if you're not fast enough, that
or
hook...
Or too fast.
Or if you're too fast, you will go flying into spikes or lasers or acid. A lot of this reminded me very much of the physics of Webbed, which you watched me play last summer?
I don't remember.
A while ago. But I had a lot of fun with that one, the swinging and using your momentum to get to different places.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fair amount more challenging because you cannot climb the grappling hook, which I found a problem, unless you can do it later on in the game when you get good.
Yeah.
Like,
I have no idea.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a proper, longer playthrough.
I guess so. It looks fairly simple.
It is. It looks very much like an NES game. And that's the graphic style you've got going on, is you've got your little mini pixelated people running through a lab trying to do the cleaning. The music is very reminiscent of it as well. It's got that meaty 16-bit sound going. It reminds me very much of Zelda music.
Okay. Like, yeah. It's pretty pumping.
Yeah. The music is excellent. Like, I really like this game, and I am going to give it more of a better try when I am in the shape to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to it, I promise. But after 2 hours, well, after more like half an hour fighting one puzzle and not being able to break a wall, you suggested another game to me.
Yeah.
And this one, I actually got quite a ways through. And this is actually... right now, you can get it as a polished demo, and you can get a slightly older version of it, but it's being re-released in 2023 in an expanded, cleaner form.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about Angerfoot.
Yeah.
This is done by Free Lives and published by Devolver Digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what Devolver Digital puts their name behind. They like supporting some very cool ideas.
Yeah, I think they really like wacky, fun things and stuff that's maybe different, slightly different. Like, it'll be a genre or it'll be similar, because I feel this game is kind of similar to Hotline Miami in look and feel, like a first person 3D Hotline Miami. But the other fun thing is that you kick people.
Yeah.
Like that's where the foot part comes in.
The anger foot. And what I like about this is that the team behind it did put out that full version that you can pay what you want on itch.
Yeah.
But you can also wait till 2023 and it might be released on other platforms. That's what they're hinting at, is they may get an expanded release.
Oh, cool.
So I like that Devolver has picked them up and said, yeah, if you can make this more, do it. You got us.
Mm-hmm.
So Angerfoot, a lightning-fast FPS where the only things harder than your... I don't know what I can say on the radio.
Your feet?
Your feet are the beats.
Okay.
Kick and shoot your way through neon-colored urban labyrinths to loud, bassy beat. Earn achievements and unlock cooler and better footwear.
Yeah.
Which I did get that if I happen to knock enemies out, I do get more ammo. Because you can pick up different firearms and kick better as you go along.
Like there's upgrades
to your footwear that will...
Well, is it upgrades or is it entirely different shoes?
Entirely different shoes. Yeah, they are entirely different shoes.
Yeah.
So, it was well worth... Thank you very much for suggesting it to me, because it is a lot of fun. I will say, it is a very loud game.
Yeah, for sure. I would say, like, what do the shoes do? Like, are there... And also, do you just continually upgrade, or do you get to, like, choose your upgrades? Like, what is the game like?
It will unlock different shoes as you go along. So, say you...
Oh, kill an amount of guys, or get through...
Or die an amount of times, or use a certain weapon amount of times. It's that sort of unlocking style.
Do you get to choose which shoes you have?
You do not.
Oh, okay.
I have no choice in what I get, but what I do get does help me get through
the level. Oh, yeah. No, I would assume if they don't let you choose, it's sort of like it's going to help you regardless.
Yeah, so that's what I played on the weekend.
Visually it's like...
That is bright neon colors. It is, how would I describe it?
It's pretty smooth 3D.
It is very smooth 3D, especially if this is, was it the demo you sent me or the full game?
I don't know. It's whatever is on the itch page.
You gave me the itch game. So it's, you fight crocodile dudes. It's like the main mook that you go through.
Are they actually crocodile dudes, or are they...
I can't tell if they're just wearing masks or not, because I also found like some pigeon dudes. I got some weird squarehead guys that get shotguns and are very annoying.
Okay.
I get some purple ninja guys.
Okay.
So it's a whole variety of...
Do you know what your character looks like?
You see your character on the end screen after you beat a level. You see them briefly, but they have, like, a weird sort of jaggedy tooth smile. I don't know how to describe
them. Is it a mask, or is it face?
It looks like a mask.
Okay.
I can't tell for sure. It's just the stylization of...
Yeah, well, yeah. There's an amount of, I guess, like, they're a little mascot-y looking to an extent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you could say that, style-wise.
Style-wise, they're mascot-y, but they're also very... dancer. They have like jogging suits. They're all wearing jogging suits.
I thought some of them were in like
streetwear,
Letterman jackets or something, or like bomber jackets.
Yeah, so streetwear. They're wearing bright neon streetwear.
Okay. Well, I feel like the bomber jackets and even maybe the pitch, but the animal heads, it does make me think that it is related. Like it is inspired by Hotline Miami.
I don't doubt that at all.
Like, also, there's too many, like, the bright colors, the shooting fast, like, because Hotline Miami is also, like, a fast-paced game.
So, you keep suggesting Hotline Miami to me, and I am going to check it out after this.
Like, no, I've never suggested it in my life.
You've said a couple times, Megan, you might like Hotline Miami.
I mean, it's a faster-paced game, but it also requires some... Like, patience, knowledge, like, I feel there's ways that you can do it pretty efficiently where you can, like, trap people. Because it's a game, like, as soon as people see you, they just start shooting.
Yeah. So, I may actually give it a try if this is the sort of...
It's similar, but it's like an overhead pixel thing.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. That'll probably be the next thing I check out after, for this week.
Yeah, I was like, I guess also Hotline Miami, like, there's two of them. And it also has quite a bit of a story as well.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, did Angerfoot have a story, even? Like,
there was no story I could tell.
I was just going into these
places. That's and, fine. And getting your aggression out.
I mean, I don't feel that's...
When you get... And when you get knocked out, all the enemies start dancing.
Very smoothly. I remember. Yeah, that's pretty good, though. They dance, yeah.
In a mocking sort of way.
It is absolutely mocking you.
Yeah. And I did play a third game afterwards just to sort of calm down because we were watching stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I got Euphoria through the PlayStation 4 mm-hmm. as a classic game. Euphoria is a real-time strategy video game developed by Omni Systems Limited. This is their pretty much their one title that they are.
I was like, this doesn't sound great.
I went into it thinking it'd be like a flower idea or...
I don't know why you don't look things up before you touch them.
Because it also had good ratings, according to some, and not so good ratings, according to
others. According to some, oh my god.
It was worth a checkout. It wasn't bad.
Okay. Tell me how it wasn't bad.
It was named after the Dyson tree hypothesis by Freeman Dyson that a tree-like plant could grow on a comet. It is set in a futuristic space environment where players... assume the role of the commander of an interstellar life form called Euphlorians who live and gain the resources on asteroids.
What?
The player has to use basic units that are grown on Dyson trees and are called seedlings.
What?
To colonize and conquer asteroids. So, essentially, it's, I found it to be very much like that Plague Inc. game. Have you played that one before?
Yeah.
It's like that, except you're a plant. And you're taking over asteroids instead of the world.
Okay.
So it was a chill time. They seem to have some very mild story going on. And it's been released since 2009 all the way up to 2021 onto the Switch. So it has enough of a following that it has multiple console releases. It was okay. I just got stuck on a puzzle and I couldn't overwhelm some other asteroids. So I got to figure out what's going on there.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Yeah. It's a very simple game. If you like your RTSs, it's worth just...
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it was worth a... It's a simple game. Not everybody needs a complex game all the time.
No, but it doesn't sound fun regardless.
I liked overwhelming and taking over asteroids.
I guess I just... Is it visual in any way? You're not selling me, man.
It's very basic visuals where you go... You are essentially a little dot circling an asteroid, making more plants, and then moving to another asteroid to take over and fight the gray dots.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Doesn't feel like it should be a PlayStation game.
It was initially a PC game.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I went through the retro library. It was good enough to get onto the retro library.
I don't know what you mean by good enough, because I think they just grab whatever they can.
Whatever they got the licenses to.
Honestly, it's in their best interest. Like, to put all the stuff they have out there for people to either buy or touch. I was like, it's probably in their best interest regardless.
I will say I didn't pay anything for these games that I got this week.
At least.
I had them.
Yeah.
Or they were in bundles.
Except your precious, precious time.
My precious time was not so precious that I did not waste a few hours on each of these games this weekend.
I guess.
I don't have precious time. I have time.
Yeah, you're like, it's just time.
But yeah, I do want to go back and play more Angerfoot because that was just a lot of fun to go back and kick things aggressively.
I mean, yeah, like I feel like that's at least... Oh, Megan. Just some flowers. Wow.
Hey, I will get more games that are more colorful someday.
Or engaging. I mean,
I wasn't making you watch that last one.
No, thank God. I was like, what are we doing? Wait, am I just watching a screen? Are these dots? Are these dots getting bigger? Oh, I guess the dots are getting bigger. Whoa, did you win, Megan? Megan made the dots big.
I did. I won. I won the game.
I'm very
won the dots.
Proud of you making dots big. I mean, like, I'm just not. It reminds me of a game I used to play, but it was a browser game. Like, it was in my web browser, which is what I feel like that game could be in.
I don't doubt that this may have been at one point, like, but the music was so peaceful.
The kittens game, where basically you just raise a civilization of kittens and there's no visuals. I played that game for a hot second, for sure.
That sounds like a text game.
It was.
Yeah?
Well, it was, once again, it was just browser. There was no images. And it just told me how my cats were evolving and whether they had learned, like, bronze tools or whatever, iron tools, whatever kind of thing.
So they were essentially cave cats that were slowly evolving into sentient.
Yeah. Like, granted, they could have put anything in there. It didn't need to be cats necessarily, but it was cats. I think about that game and I'm like, man, where would I be at now? We would have been on the moon. But yeah, like, you could do stuff like that. Like, that's what it reminds me of. And yes, I did play it, but it was like one of those things that as I'm in class, it's in the background because you need it to the browser to be on for it to just keep going, right?
Right.
That's the only, like, yeah. And it wasn't like it was fun.
I almost feel like we should find an old text-based adventure game.
Oh, yeah, I'll play one.
Yeah, so, yeah, let's find that for a future episode idea.
Excellent.
Because I think we've got a few that we have access to.
Probably.
Yeah. Video games.
Yeah.
Have you played video games before, Alice?
No.
No?
What are those? No, I played a game called Luna by Phenomena. Which I read as Funomena because I can't read. I don't.
It makes
I read
sense
things
to me.
Extremely letter. I believe it's pronounced Phenomena, which makes sense.
Right.
This is one that we got in a bundle. And granted, I think it's primarily a VR game. Seems like to me that VR would have been a more appropriate choice for me, but I don't have VR, so it doesn't matter.
We're working on it. Maybe we'll have space.
I mean, it doesn't, at this point, it doesn't matter to me, really. Like, there is one or two games that are worth to me playing in VR. Therefore, it is not worth me having a VR thing.
I would get a VR just for the clout, and then a better VR will immediately come out.
Oh, yeah, that's the worry. But I played, yeah, it's called Luna. It's, like, I did sort of know what I was getting into. I from what I understood, it was sort of like a storybook situation. Like, okay, things about it that are good. Very pretty colors. Well, colors, it is well designed. I didn't really like it. Like, it's fine.
Can you beat the asteroids with dots floating around them?
Yeah. Okay. Thankfully, yes. But, like, I don't feel that that's, like, it's not a high level. you're a little bird. Finds out that the moon is gone for some reason. And you have to go around a bunch of places to find out why the moon is gone, sort of. Like, it is very simple. Like, it's extremely simple. You don't really move. It's more of a clicking situation. There's sort of little puzzles where you have to make constellations. And it's not like they're very hard puzzles. It's literally you put, like, the shiny stars on the other things. And, like, it's not bad. But at the same time, I felt like maybe this is a game for toddlers. Or something. Like, it feels very
low grade, low level.
It felt very, like,
juvenile?
A little bit. Yeah, actually, that feels like, it doesn't feel like it respects me as a player. And then, if that's the situation, this shouldn't even be a game. Granted, once again, in VR, there might be more to it. It might be more enjoyable. I don't know. Like, it has a very storybook feel to it. Like, the characters, they are 3D, but they also are, like, very textured, like, sort of that nice, like, a little bit of graininess to them. Like, they're all very stylized. And visually, it's nice. It's a nice-looking game. But I was like, but it's not very fun.
That's unfortunate.
Well, but at the same time, like, it's an amount of, this is not necessarily, like, it is a game, and it is and isn't. It's one of those where it's sort of like, and I don't hate things that are experiences, right? I don't think they're bad, or I don't think they're like, but I can respect that. And, you know, the fact that I didn't really pay anything for this, I can also be like, oh, okay, I'm good with that. But it just was sort of a nothing game.
Which is unfortunate because it looks like the developers were all, like, veterans of the industry making other
experimental games. I don't really understand. Yeah, I don't really get it. Why? Like, there's just not a lot to it. Like, granted, like, Austin Wintory is on the team, and he did the soundtrack for Journey and Abzu, and those are great soundtracks. Like, I believe Journey was, like, the first game to be nominated for a Grammy for its music, which is big deal. Yeah, like, I just, it's fine. It's just there's not anything. I don't know why you make a game like this. Like, you know, it's sort of how I feel about when people make video, like, full motion video games. And there are certain situations where I think it works wonderfully. Her Story is a great example of where that game works, like, awesome. Because it utilizes real people camera, like, real clips. But they have, you are someone searching up, like, interrogation videos, basically. So it has very much a reason for it. Whereas I played a couple games like The Complex and the one, I think it was called Erica, that were just, it made me just make a TV show, just make a movie, just do a short film, something. Like, I understand the lore of doing a video game, but at the same time, I feel you need to have a reason why this is a game. And if there's no good reason why it needs to be a game, then it probably should just be something else. This could have easily, like, I think this would have been better as a book, to be honest with you. Like, a nice little storybook, a nice little pop-up book.
They can make interactive books as well.
A little easily. Interactive comic situation. Something like that. But really, like, it was, once again, it was fine. It's nothing that,
it was a game.
It was a game that I played, and, I mean, I don't hate it. I feel it goes under that category for me.
It's par? Just under par?
I mean, it's in a genre, or it's in a category where I think that the idea is fine, but I don't think it's it necessarily needs to be a video game. And I think, you know, some people think they need to make a video game because that's the hip new thing, or whatever. Well, I guess it's not anymore. But it feels like, yeah, like, and I can appreciate the people who worked on it, but I don't know. Maybe it would have been cooler if they'd made an animated short.
It's kind of like that Sunlight game I talked about last week where it was just, this did not need to be.
Yeah, once again, there's things that probably could be conveyed through better media or different media. Like, video games don't have to be the end-all be-all of, like, they're the ultimate media form. Like, they are a decent media form for conveying certain ideas, but other ideas can be done better.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of what I mean. And it's, I don't know, learning experience. I also, just don't make a movie if you want to make a video game, or don't make a video game if you want to make a movie. Just do what you want to do. I guess I can't tell you what to do, but that's my opinion that I don't like them.
That's fair.
Yeah. And then I played a bunch of Baba Is You, which is great.
Oh, yeah. It's a good game.
So Megan has played it. We talked about it. I'll just briefly touch on it. It's a puzzle game where you play mostly as this little white character named Baba. He looks like a little sheepdog. Like, not a sheepdog. A cross between a sheep and a dog.
It's a baba.
Maybe it is a sheep. But it's very... It's cool because it's a game that I feel utilizes a little bit. Like, it's a game about how games kind of thing. Because you utilize... Like... To an extent, coding language, like Baba is this. If you are this, then what happens when this? Which is neat. So, and then also it allows you to sort of break these rules as well. Like you can do certain things where you can break certain words or certain objects to make it so that, yeah, instead of say like Baba is you, you is win or something, right? And that will automatically make you win the level.
Yeah, I think they got, like, rules in place where that's not something you can just do, but it is definitely something.
Sometimes you can. Like, certain levels, yeah. Like, and I think the other thing is that there's multiple ways to solve levels as well, which is really cool. There's a lot of levels. It was one of those games where, like, eventually my head hurt trying to figure things out. Like, it's just one of... It's very brain-heavy, but it's cute... It's very enjoyable. It does get progressively more challenging. Like, I think it is quite... I don't want to say a steep learning curve, but it does get progressively harder. It adds more things.
I saw you go after a couple really challenging puzzles where even I had to be like, okay, I need help.
Some of them I definitely cheated. Or, well, cheated. I used helpy. But some of them, like, some... as I go, you get sort of what you're supposed to do. To an extent, it almost reminded me of that Tamashi game you played with the one where you have, like, little bomb eggs. Like, there's a certain amount of, like, timing. Yeah. Timing, because there's timing to it. Like, certain amount. Like, there's the option to make things move, like a little robot. Or, like, literally, actually, you can make anything move. You can make a rock move. You can make a cog move.
As long as it has something is.
Move, yeah.
Something is death.
Yeah. Yeah, or yeah, like, yes, like, skull is death, but, or you can, there's some that are just interesting.
Definitely still worth a look.
It's really neat. I would love if there was even, like, a Baba Is You phone, like, a mobile one, because I think that would be really fun to have on the phone.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And just the fact that it is fairly small of a game, like, it's not overly huge, like, you know, you're usually playing in one little set area for each level. Like, it's not like you're moving around too much within a whole level. You just have these individual levels. I don't know, I think it would be good on a phone. I'd play it. I'd pay $5.99 for that.
I also would, because that would be a really good
idea. I mean, yeah, like, here, I don't pay a lot. I don't usually buy phone games. I do buy some. Like, I've bought both Monument Valleys because those are great.
And I got Robot Unicorn Attack because that I had a problem.
No. Well, I'm just saying I do pay for certain games on the phone that I think are decent. And also I think at the time you could only get Monument Valley on phone. I didn't have any kind of Apple product that I could use. It's also a really good game. Check it out. It deals with perspective. It's neat.
All right, that's everything that we played over the past week. In November, Pokemon comes out, so we'll be talking about that in a few months' time.
Excellent. Oh, no, wait. I don't care.
I do.
Yeah. Yay!
All right, everybody. Keep changing.
Bye.